It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
Also, Bruce Dickinson.
Okay, yes, yes, yes.
Ann Wilson.
Yes.
Right.
Sammy Hagar.
Yeah, never changed.
He hasn't missed a half a step.
Still powerful.
Pat Benatar, Don Henley, and Sting.
Okay.
Came up.
Right.
All right, let's do dumbass news here. A fight over a bag, and the winner ends up losing. Phil, you want to set this up?
I wish I knew where this took place. I don't really know. I don't know what the relationship is. So we sort of, you know, it's one of those videos that pops up in the middle of whatever's already happening. But it seems to be a younger guy's walking off with a bag. There's another man that says, "That's mine." And then a fight ensues. There was the punch, so that you kind of lost it in the beep tones.
It was good right hand.
The younger guy holding the bag with his left hand hits him pretty flush
to
the face. Yeah.
Did he say,
connected.
"My bag!
It's my bag!" Yeah.
That was John Bon Jovi last night. "It's my bag!
It's my bag! No one ever!"
It's like Lewis Griffin.
He did a little.
"Hey,
my bag!"
Did you hear that punch?
Oh, yeah, man.
That's like 20 feet away in a cell phone camera. That was a punch.
That was a smack, yep.
Yeah.
Jake, can we hear it again?
Yeah, here, I'll back it up a little bit. To the face.
Yeah. To the face.
Yeah.
Now, the guy's still standing.
Yeah.
Who got punched?
Was it the guy without the bag.
Oh. Who's claiming it is his bag.
Right.
The guy without the bag who says, "That's my bag."
Wow. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
Now, is it the accent or have they been drinking? Is it a combo?
It sounds like Sebastian the Crab moving.
Hey, no.
I wish I could clarify this for you. I'm having the same difficulty.
Yeah. I'm waiting for him to sing "Under the Sea."
It's like, is it British? Is it?
Right.
It looks like a. They're close to the beach somewhere, and that's a beach bag.
Yeah.
And like after a long day at the beach.
The tote.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, you're all burnt.
Yeah. Angry.
Yep. Yep.
Drunk.
I'm right.
Angry. Stupid.
Drunk. The younger guy is definitely speaking English, or at least attempting to. The other guy, I'm not sure that that's his first language, because all I've heard him say so far is, "It's my bag."
Maybe it's drunkenese.
Right. Well, at some point, we're going to hear a different language in the background, but like they're having a hard time realizing what the other one's saying, clearly.
Hurry up, you little cunt.
Fight.
Now the guy who's filming is like, fight.
Right,
and I don't even know if he knows any of these people.
He's the promoter.
I don't think he does.
I don't think so.
Yeah, he's a promoter.
Yeah. You want to follow me, did you? You want me to punch you again? Well, off then. It's your bag.
So, okay.
Yeah.
So he starts walking off. The guy's like, "That's my bag."
Yeah.
It's like, "It's not your bag." And he opens it. He's like, "Oh, it's your bag."
Right.
After all this.
I mean, how polite. But let me punch you again.
Yeah.
The, right after that, you hear the sadness in his voice. He goes, "It's my bag."
Yeah.
I feel bad for him now.
Let me punch you again.
Off then.
It's my bag.
After the punch in the face, all that, it's like, "Oh, I'm sorry. It is your bag.
You owe him another beer. He don't need."
Yay!
They
hug
and they're hugging.
Became good friends.
He rubbed his face a little where he punched him too.
Right.
You can hear him say, "I apologize. Right. I'm sorry.
I apologize."
Let me get that blood.
That's how people should be.
That's the worst when you're taking a stand and then you realize, I'm wrong.
Oops. Yeah. Especially after you crack someone in the head.
Oh, yeah.
All right. You punch someone right in the face.
Yeah. Right. Okay. You get the punch back.
Oh, it's your bag.
Oh, it is.
Chaz and AJ in the morning. And this could be based on experience, things you've seen people do that annoy the frig out of you at a concert. Noah Kahan fans apparently peeing right in their seats because they don't want to miss any of the show.
He's that good, huh?
Following his July 19th show in New York, fans of the Vermont-born singer-songwriter called the show a 10-10 experience.
Okay.
But said it was ruined by people taking a leak at their seats.
Ooh, the soggy seat tour.
Ah.
Yeah.
The woman who turned section 125 into a restroom, 010. My biohazard urine-soaked purse and everything inside it skipped the ride home and went straight into a Citi Field trash can.
Oh, yeah. You don't want that.
Who hasn't done that?
Yeah, seriously, yeah. That's where I got my new all Christmas presents from. Just put them in the trash. Here you go. Handbag.
Are we still talking about the same thing?
Yes.
Okay. Spending $1,000 on tickets wasn't supposed to end with me replacing belongings due to a feral creature turning a section into her personal toilet.
Ah, it's gross.
That is so gross.
That is.
Yeah.
Especially if they're...
Plus, how could you do that?
Foamy seats, you know, like the soft ones.
Yeah.
They're not covered in leather.
Yeah.
It's soaked right in there.
Even after it dries, it's going to just smell like a really bad, like a bad alley behind a bar.
Yeah.
It really never gets out.
Yeah.
Ooh.
The Tinkle Center, yes.
Other fans at the show shared similar experiences, too. Quote, everyone in our section... 125 was pretty patient with the rude, obnoxious shenanigans until one girl literally pulled down her shorts and just peed.
Oh.
What is going on with people now?
Seriously, yeah. Became animals.
Imagine her date. It's like, what?
Well, it's not their fault. These giant stadiums don't have any bathrooms for anybody.
Sounds like somebody did that before.
Get up and go!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go to the bathroom!
Yeah.
Right. Sorry if you miss a song or two.
That's life.
Go before you sit down, and then you got to pace it out.
Don't
like, you got to figure it out.
Yeah, don't take in so much liquids.
And if you don't want to wait in a long ladies' room line, do what most ladies do. They just walk right into the men's room.
They do.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I've seen that.
Yeah, I've seen it at almost every show I've been to.
Every show.
I'm like, ma'am?
Yeah.
Excuse me. Ma'am?
Yeah.
There were so many, and one, I had to turn around and, like, did I walk in the right place?
Right, no, there's goat feeders on the wall.
Especially when they're using the urinal. That's the worst.
Yeah. Yeah, they're facing outwards.
Or the sink.
Yeah, the sink.
Ah, sinks.
Khan has already had to call out his fans for pooping at shows.
Oh. Wow.
Quote, if you have to poop at a show, please, dear God, just go to the bathroom.
Yes.
LMAO.
The Lincoln Log Tour.
Like, he posted that on X.
How do they do that?
Someone shared a photo of it.
You drop
so
your pants and
that's
and you push.
Wow.
Wait, hold on. Someone shared a photo?
The poop. Yeah, we talked about this one, I think, before you guys took vacation.
Oh,
they,
no.
They were like on risers. So it was like on this like aluminum seat, basically. And then there's little smear marks. People had like stepped in it. So someone took a picture and posted it. And then he's active on social media. Like he's... He saw it. He was like, please don't do this.
Right.
Like, it's not it's not that important. Just go to the bathroom.
Right, the number two tour, yeah.
That sounds so gross. Can I see the picture?
Yeah, really? It's kind of like a sculpture, doesn't it?
Yeah, right. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus.
Wow.
It had a whole name, Noah Khan Poopgate. Of course, Philadelphia.
Right, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. All right, so I'm going to start. Concert etiquette. All right. No, AJ, you have one.
Yes. People who are watching the whole show through their phone.
Mm. That
That's all
you
see. Yes, because I can't see the band.
Oh, right.
Because your goddamn phone's in my line of view. I can't even go to the side because the person next to you doing it also, especially if there's like four of you, you're all friends. How about one person films
it? Yeah, elect the cameraman.
Everybody else just watch the damn thing. Live in the moment, okay? I want to watch the... Because I have to actually look through your viewfinder.
You're hurting my ears.
Sorry.
He gets a little excited.
I love the passion.
Yeah.
It's A plus on passion.
I think he pooped the seed, actually.
So don't do that. That's why I had to do that. They all scattered. I will mark my territory.
All right, so what? Cell phones?
Yeah,
what?
Put the cell phones down. Put it down. Or like
it's
one person.
It's hard to do it.
Put one, have one person. Just pick one song, not the entire show.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
When your favorite song comes on, okay, fine, then do
or
it.
Or a part of it. How many times do you go back and look at that video?
Yeah. Seriously. You post it once on Facebook and you don't.
Yeah.
You know when you use it again? When the artist dies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
We did that with Prince. We saw the last Prince show in Connecticut.
Wow.
We posted that night.
Yeah.
And then never returned until he died.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, so put the cell phones down.
Put the cell phones down.
Yes.
watch the show, period.
Okay. Most artists have their own social media team now, too. You don't need to be doing that.
Yes,
they're
going to
get
there.
A better quality video.
Much better quality.
Yeah, there'll be 37,000 videos of that song that you need.
Yeah. Yeah, without you drunkenly singing along.
Right, and plus you're going to hear the person pooping next to you on the video.
That was a baseline. That was a baseline.
Yo, is that a rip?
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, good morning, crew. Happy Friday. Hey.
Yes, it is.
How about... And I might get some flack for this one, but fans behind you who tell you to sit down. When I saw Billy Joel and Elton John, I'm in nosebleed seats, and I stand up, and this old lady, like, pokes me really hard in my side, tells me to sit down. I'm like, we're not a church, lady. This is Billy Joel and Elton John. Calm down.
Right. Maybe she can't stand up.
That's right.
Yeah. What is the deal? Can we have a conversation about this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because if I'm behind you, I want to say sit down.
Yes, you do.
But.
Yeah.
If I'm standing, I want you to shut up behind me.
Right. Right.
You know?
My rules.
Right. Yeah. It's almost like, well.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm sorry. You're at a concert. You got to stand up. You can't stand up. Maybe I'm being cruel, but that's too
bad. No, you're not.
I mean, come on.
No,
I think I agree with John. I think people are going to stand, and you got to just accept that's part of the experience.
If the people in front of me stand,
like
I stand.
Church or anything.
When they sit down, if I'm ready to sit down, I'll sit down.
I remember the early days I had of this cancer thing. I went to go see a concert, and I was in like the first three rows. And people, I'm like, oh, good, I'm in the first three rows. People are going to sit down? No. People stood up.
You're
the entire time.
That's the thing about the floor. You're pretty much up
on the floor. Yeah.
All right, so what, how do we write this down as concert etiquette? Don't bother. What are we writing?
I guess don't jab people in the side. Right. That seems what you were supposed to upset
don't
about.
Don't ask people to sit.
The best part is she threatened. This is 2001. I had a disposable camera. She threatened to take it, alert security. So I just flashed it at her face. I was like, yeah, now I got your picture, lady.
Nice. Did it come out?
Good luck getting it developed.
All right.
No, it didn't.
Thank you.
Damn.
Take care, guys.
All right. Concert etiquette, 877-764-2535. All right. So we have cell phones down.
Right.
Right.
And don't ask people to sit down.
Right. Yeah. Just be prepared to stand up.
And if you're on the floor, everything happens. It's chaos. Like,
it's bedlam. Know.
Just get ready. If you're on the floor,
just go with it.
Just be prepared.
Don't be grumpy.
Mosh pit breaks out. Granny, just go for it.
You're going to touch sweaty people. You're going to touch stinky people.
Yes.
It's all going to happen.
Yeah. I actually had a chick asking me to if she could. She came down from the back and was asking me if she could sit in my seat for a while. She was drunk, stupid. And,
wait, sit in your seat while
while
you were standing?
While Alice Cooper was on stage. I was in like the third row, and she came back from somewhere drunk. Can I sit in your seat for a few minutes? I was like, no.
No.
Do I know you?
What, have we written this down here?
Seriously,
what are we doing?
Yeah.
Boston John.
Yeah, what about the people that are just like randomly puking? You know what I mean? Like I'm sitting there.
How often does that happen? What concerts are you going to?
I mean,
it does happen.
Right, it was Vince Neil.
I went to a Metallica show, and I don't know what the guy beside me was doing. He was on something, and I looked over at him, and he just vomited all in front on the guy in front of him, on his back.
All right, okay, all right. So what's the rule here?
Don't puke.
You know, if you're gonna vomit, just vomit like in the aisle or something. Don't vomit where you're sitting.
Right. Find a handbag next to you.
Yeah, I'm not going to write this one down.
Yeah. Do you give your shoes off?
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Have a good one, guys.
All right. Thank you.
I'm guessing it's the same guy that's pooping.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No waste of any kind. No extra mention. Yeah. No,
try to take care of any of that in the bathroom.
Mm. Exactly. Right.
I see people at the beginning of a concert, and I'm like, you're not going to remember any of this.
Yeah. Yep.
You just blew all that money.
Right.
Yeah.
So maybe just pace yourself should be what we write down.
Pace yourself.
Rob in Manorville.
I've only been to a Bruce Springsteen concert, which was great. But when going to wrestling shows, some of the shows I've been to, people need to go and take a shower.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not a bad one.
Yeah. Personal body grooming.
The armpits.
Yes.
Oh,
you're on your burgers. Yeah, on your burgers.
Because you're putting your arms up in the air, and it's like, whoa.
Oh, so the rest of the row goes down.
Headache.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, deodorant's a good idea.
All right, so what do I write here? Shower?
Basic hygiene.
Yeah, basic hygiene.
Not deodorant. You don't put deodorant over a bad smelling.
No.
Oh, it just gets worse.
Wrestling fans need to shower profusely.
What?
I said, no, they need a shower. Wrestling fans need a shower profusely.
Oh, wrestling fans.
The entire arena smells like gun smoke and BO and poop.
Yeah, anything.
In that order?
Like, you can look into it. There's some horror stories of snail trails and things that are left behind on seats at wrestling shows that make you never want to go to a place ever again.
Yeah, the fans gave it the rule. Yes, gotcha.
Yeah, when you go to a concert.
They get a little too excited sometimes.
Thank you, Rob.
And they poo themselves.
Okay, we can go now.
Okay, Rob.
He's still going right now.
We'll go back to Rob an hour from now. We'll still be going.
Less caffeine.
We're all in it together when we go to a concert.
Yes.
And so basic hygiene.
Yes.
Right, so far we have cell phones down, don't ask people to sit, pace yourself at the partying.
Right.
And basic hygiene.
Right.
What do we think of the people who grab seats that are close up that aren't theirs, and then now you got to move them?
Right.
The seat warmers?
Yeah.
What do we think of that?
Execute them.
Really? Does that bother you?
Yeah,
because
now you sat in the wrong seat. Someone else is going to show up, and now there's a disturbance, and now you're interrupting the whole flow of the show. I'm trying to see something now. All of a sudden, I got to pay attention to seeing if it's going to be a fight because you're in the wrong seats, and then security comes by and everything.
No, they're usually pretty good because they know they're in the wrong seats.
Right.
And then as soon as someone comes and looks at them, they're like, oh, sorry, and they get up. And the seat warmers are pretty polite.
Yeah, usually, because they don't want to get called out and kicked out.
Yeah.
Because they know they're not coming back in.
Right. But when you just paid a fortune for your seat and you're like, that dude just said, I could have done that.
Yeah, yeah. The guy in the $50 seats went to...
I like my seat to be fresh.
Yes.
I want it to have a little chill to it.
I don't want the ass warmth.
I don't want your ass warmth on it.
No.
Yeah,
your unwashed wrestling fan ass.
Oh,
exactly. Right. Dirty underwears. Yeah.
I'm not going to write it down. I'm just going to figure it's implied.
That's a gimme. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
James and Seymour.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Morning.
I'm going to tell you one worse than don't tell me to sit down. Well, it's a cut from the same vein. I was at a Trans-Siberian Orchestra show, which we see them every year. They're fantastic.
So good.
But this particular year, I was on the floor, and nobody's standing. For Chris Caffrey, who's an amazing guitarist, by the way.
Good dude.
Is having to tell everyone to stand on the floor.
Should you always stand?
What did I miss?
Would you sit down like a...
What did I miss?
Like camp?
Everyone's sitting, and it gets worse. So I walk up to the front of the aisle for the finale, and some lady is telling me to get down. Like, you're not paying for your seat. You're paying for the experience.
Right. Maybe she meant dance. Get down.
Yeah.
Like, that's an old reference. Lady.
Just a misunderstanding. That's all.
Maybe she thought you were cute.
Yeah. So this goes back to don't ask people to sit down.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely. Encompasses all. Yes.
Yeah. Just people are going to be people.
Right.
You can stand or sit. It's your choice.
Right. One of the
two. You can't be the stand or sit police.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, James. Blazing Jay.
Hey, what's up, man? How's everybody doing today? Listen, I had an epiphany real quick. You know how AJ loves feet so much? Yeah. I think you guys should set up a free booth at the concert series and give them free foot rubs to everybody walking by at the concert. There ain't nothing nastier than a foot at a concert. Do you agree with me?
There are feet that should not be in sandals or flip-flops.
Mm. Let me answer this for you. Let me answer this for you.
Yeah.
No.
Come on, you can get up there, you have your foot fetish, you can rub all the feet you want.
Anything else for this list or what?
He had a foot in his mouth yesterday.
Yeah, I'm good for a while.
I know,
yeah.
I'm trying to help him out.
24 hours ago.
I'm good for now, I'm good.
It's actually the 24-hour anniversary of that foot in your mouth.
Yeah, I'm going to brush my teeth later,
I asked him if I could sniff his mouth.
I think that fitness girl kind of liked you, AJ. She was flirting with you a little, AJ. I think she liked you, man. You got a good vibe there, brother. I think you should call her.
Thank you.
He's got a lot of energy.
How much caffeine have you had?
He did say it was an epiphany.
Yeah, I heard that.
Give me some.
Yeah. Thank you, Blazing Jay.
See you, boys.
All right. I love him.
He's awesome.
I just want to go through life like him.
Imagine a long car ride with him, though.
Sean.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, man.
Good morning. I will say that I just went to Jack White at College Street, and I first sat on the general admissions when I got there, but I had a balcony seat, and I upgraded it quickly when Jack White came, because people are not even coming to the concerts and they need empty seats down at the lower balcony. I'm definitely going to sit in them when I go to the bathroom, not my bathroom in my seat.
Right. Yeah. Good. No, at the proper place. Yes. Mm-hmm. The receptacles. Yes.
Yes. Yes, the proper place. Yes. All right. That's disgusting.
All right, so if they're empty, A, you can go down. No, if it's like half
of
the show.
It doesn't bother me.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
They're usually pretty polite. They pop right out. And
I'm good with that.
There you go.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, I'm very, very polite. If somebody's coming in, I'll move the hell out of your way and go back to my seat. But if you're not there, I'm going to take your seat.
Right.
Yeah. And the artist prefers to see people.
Right, yeah.
Close up. You know?
Yeah.
All right, Sean. Thank you. Irene on the road.
Good morning, everybody. Rise and shine. Thank God it's Friday.
Yes, yes.
Is that Dr. Ruth?
Wonderful happy times we're having.
Okay, hey, listen, I had a concert story. I went to see Bon Jovi a couple of years ago at Madison Square Garden.
Yes, wicked awesome.
I got tickets, you know, so when he started the show, I'm getting up and singing and dancing all over.
Nice.
People behind me told me to sit down. I turn around and I told them, I go to concert to sing and dance, okay? I go to funerals to sit down and be quiet.
Exactly. So I crush.
That seems like a very veiled threat.
Yes.
I go to funerals to sit down.
I go to make
my... I'll go to yours.
Yes. I will sit down
and make your funeral.
I will sit down for you.
Then I sit down. You lay down.
And I don't know if you guys missed the tornado. I missed it on the show, but did you guys hear about that guy who peed on the family at the Morgan Wallen concert?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so I missed it probably because I just listening to you guys when I'm driving to work, okay? So you guys entertaining me every morning.
No, but this is something we need to do. We need to, all right, don't pee on families.
Yes, don't do that. Yeah.
Don't pee on the seats. Right, don't poop on the seats.
Right. Pee where you're supposed to pee.
Don't tell people to sit or stand. You're not the boss.
Exactly, right.
You know, you're with other people.
Exactly. Right.
Everybody has a right to do most of what they want to do.
And let her dance.
Chad.
Let her dance, yes.
Chad, can I make a suggestion for you?
Okay.
You and Jennifer should have your own show because you guys are funny together. I just want to let you know.
Hey, thank you. No, I have no job. Get off the phone!
He liked her right up until
Get off the phone! No! You dancing lady, get off!
Didn't even mention AJ.
I spit on you and your dance. I'm just joking.
Irene, thank you. On the phone is Joe Soper, Vice President of Sports and Entertainment, Mohegan Sun Casino. Good morning, Joe.
Morning, guys. Glad to be back. How you guys doing?
We're doing excellent.
Nice
Friday. Nice weather.
Yes.
We got Pepe's here. Mm-hmm. We got Mohegan Sun on the phone.
Yep. Life is good.
Life is good.
Yes.
Life is good. That's great. So, no, happy to be here. Talk all things entertainment and obviously excited for our 30th lineup. I know you ran through it, but obviously super excited to have Foo Fighters here for first time coming to our property. So excited to see them be able to perform in this venue. It's going to be an unbelievable show.
Oh, is that right? First time at Mohegan. I didn't realize that.
That's awesome.
How did you pull that one off?
Well, a lot of work over a number of years beating these guys down. But I will say, obviously, a lot of great work with our partners, Jimmy Koplik, Jeremy Koplik, and Kurt Isley, who really stepped up, really trying to push this into our venue. But, you know, it's just sometimes stars align, perfect timing. You know, they added a show in Maryland and the same weekend in October. So it was just tried to capitalize on the opportunity. And,
hey, I noticed you're going to be right down the road.
Hey, listen, you're doing anything.
Yeah, so Joe, when you say you beat him down, was that like with a pile of money?
Sometimes that's what it takes.
I would say
relationships matter more than anything else.
Right.
So over years, it's you know, really developed a lot. You know, our end, obviously Live Nation's end. These guys love Connecticut, you know, so, you know, getting to come back here, you know, it just seemed perfect, especially for our 30th and tying in. So we're excited, and the band's excited, and it's going to be a killer show for everybody who gets to show up.
So these shows, so you got October 2nd, Alanis Morissette, October 4th, Foo Fighters, October 9th, John Mayer, October 10th, Lainey Wilson, This is a prize fight.
Oh, yeah.
This is like the top card you can get.
Exactly.
October 11th, DJ Cassidy's Pass the Mic Live featuring Busta Rhymes, Fat Joe, Ja Rules, and more.
Oh, cool.
Where are we with the tickets? They're on sale, and are there any available?
They are on sale through Ticketmaster and our Mohegan box office. I would say probably a limited availability on a number of these. There are still some available, but they are going fast for the limited quantities that are left. But yeah, it's a killer lineup, perfect blend of different genres. Great way to celebrate what Mohegan's been able to do over the last 30 years, as well as some natural tie-ins to, again, Alanis and Foos starting their careers 30 years ago. So there's a lot of perfect tie-ins there. So killer lineup, a great way to celebrate our property. Obviously, there's still going to be more things that we're doing across our property to celebrate 30th that are go beyond the arena celebrations, but those are going to be announced probably, maybe mid-August to early September. So keep an eye out for some of the extra things that are still going to be going on throughout the property. But from a show standpoint, I couldn't be happier with the mix and the great talent that we have coming.
With these announcements, would you say they're in the rock format?
I would say a mixture of things, okay. Right? So, like always, we want to try to provide an offering that is towards all different genres. That's what we always try to do. So I would say it's a good mix. But I will say for next year, you guys should be pleasantly pleased with a lot of the things that we're... I would say our team and Live Nation's team has been aggressive towards and a number of good artists that should be coming to the area that are going to be right up your alley that you guys should be excited for.
This guy knows how to tease.
Yes, he does.
So,
I do like to tease, but that's the way it's supposed to be, right?
Exactly.
I've got to have another reason for me to come back on.
That's
so,
right.
Yep. I mean...
You're always welcome here.
Yeah.
Joe, thanks for coming on, and we'll link up to Mohegan Sun at WPLR.com. Joe Soper, Vice President of Sports and Entertainment at Mohegan Sun Casino. Congratulations on these shows.
Yeah, man.
Pretty remarkable. Metallica, Rush, Foo Fighters, and the list goes on and on and on.
You
didn't
even get to talk about Metallica sold out, the Rushes that are coming.
Yeah.
Again, it is it's a great time to come to Connecticut in the fall. We got a lot of fun, exciting things, so it's going to be a tremendous run. I'll be here a lot, but it's going to be a tremendous run.
Awesome. Good. Well, you're always welcome here. Thank you, Joe. I think that's the longest I've gone without diving on a Pepe's box.
No, I know.
It's what a lineup.
Yeah. Good morning, Kevin.
What's happening?
Hello.
What's going on?
Yeah.
I'm pumped out up about that lineup we just heard about.
Right?
It's pretty nuts.
We have a spot in Mohegan Sun.
You do?
Yeah.
I know. I stop there every time.
Yep. Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you bring?
I brought the fresh tomato pie.
Nah.
That's
a big visit.
I got to pace myself because I'm going to New Haven tonight.
Right.
Pepe's in New Haven.
Well, this is your appetizer.
This is the appetizer.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So the Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest.
We can't wait. Like they say, this is a big visit for us today because it's on the eve of that big fest next week on August 2nd. We got the fresh tomato pie. We're going to have it at the fest.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to be showcasing our mobile oven that I talk about that we do catering on the road with.
Yeah.
You can get it in your backyard if you'd like. So, what better time of the year? Middle of the summer. That's like the locals' party. Like, come celebrate who we are. Connecticut pizza brew. Like, it's awesome. PLR.
I mean, you got right. Exactly. You got right. PLR there, but you got all the top pizza places. Pepe's the king, and then all the brews.
Yep.
All under one roof.
Exactly.
We all get along like family too.
Yeah.
The rivalries for the guests.
Yeah.
But behind the scenes, we're all cut from the same cloth.
Exactly.
We all enjoy seeing each other.
It's a brotherhood.
Yeah. Really do.
Yeah.
This pizza truck, how many trucks do you have?
We have one mobile oven. We have three vans that circulate pizzas around, like we did one down in New York City this weekend in Manhattan, down in Basketball City on the East River. They had a soccer event down there the night before the championship. So we'll run the pizzas from Yonkers, New York, down to the city. And they're all cooked at the coal-fired oven at home. But then we reheat them in a Marafoni gas-fired oven just to crisp them up for a few minutes. So we really worked on taking our show on the road. And we're excited that we can do like a New York City type of thing when asked, because we have that Yonkers New York store.
Excellent.
You know, the pizzas that are coming to the fest will be coming out of a combination of Fairfield, Stanford, and we have that new Westport location on Post Road.
Right, right.
So we have the three vans. It's doing really
well.
People
are going nuts over that place.
Yeah. It's awesome. Yeah. It's awesome. We got great neighbors. They all close at 5. We get the whole parking lot to ourselves.
That's great.
Perfect.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice.
Oh, man. So what pizzas are you going to be offering? So the classic tomato.
Yes.
Okay. And then what else at the pizza?
We're going to have the Roni pepperoni.
Nice.
The classic.
You call it the Roni?
Yeah.
Gotta have the Roni.
Gotta have the Roni.
Gotta have the Roni.
Gotta have the Roni. So we got everybody covered.
The Roni.
We got
the
Roni.
Stick it in my face.
Have the Roni. All right. They had the neck for it, yes.
And then the fresh tomato pie.
Yes.
I mean, you know, marinated backyard beauties, basil, little garlic, salt, pepper.
I can't believe it took me so long to have one.
Right?
Yeah.
I was always focused on the cheese and focused on the sausage.
Yeah.
And then you came up with the Rustico.
That's a good one.
Yeah. That's a good one?
Yeah.
And then the last time I had that, and now I'm hooked on that.
Yep.
The fresh tomato pie.
That's all it takes.
It's delicious.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. So we'll link up on WPLR.com to Bebby's in the CT Brewfest, Pizza and Brewfest.
Yes.
Happening at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport, August 2nd. Time now for Commander Keith's Top 5.
Jazz and AJ. Trentolo and Trentolo. Commander Keith, Top 5.
Okay. In the summer of 2026, where everything I once loved are back, movies, malls, even cassettes have buzz, I've come up with a list of the top 5 other things that need to make comebacks.
Oh, joy.
But did you know that cassettes are back?
I didn't know malls were back.
Malls are back better than ever.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, not all the
unless
malls.
They get flooded.
Right.
It's now like an aquarium.
Not every mall is back, right. But that mall in Danbury, busier than ever.
Really?
Yeah, balls to the wall. It can't move. People are crazy.
My second favorite mall in Connecticut.
Is West Farms number one?
Yes.
Also incredibly busy. Now, that mall in Meriden, you know, maybe not.
Wow, that is the opposite.
Yeah. Maybe not busy.
Warner needs some help, too.
And AMC movie theaters are going to post their highest earnings ever.
Ever?
Ever. I'm telling you, everything awesome is back. Cage the Elephant, that band, sent me their new song on cassette the other day.
Oh, wow.
Day. It's cool. Exciting.
I could use cassette.
Now, if only someone can listen to it.
Right. I was like, how am I going to play this?
Wow, my car from 86 is big again.
Okay, so things that should make a comeback.
Okay.
Number 5, styrofoam containers.
No.
Now don't get me wrong.
That sound.
No. Oh, it's so good.
I can't take that sound.
These are terrible for the environment.
And my nerves.
And they may kill all the fish or something, but those McDonald's pancakes tasted better in the styrofoam.
Oh, yeah.
If you recall, you pour the syrup on it while it's in the styrofoam, and when you cut it, it makes that terrible noise.
Yeah.
But you get bits of the styrofoam, too? Oh, delicious.
Well, that's what killed McDLT was. They got rid of the styrofoam container. They couldn't keep the hot side hot and the cool side cool.
See? It was better then. Yeah, again, all the fish dead. But either way, those burgers and things, taste so much better in the styrofoam.
Well, those fish could be filet of fish.
Right, it's true.
Easy to catch.
Number 4, waterbeds. I've been saying this for years. There is a market for this. There are still perv guys on these streets. And said pervs want to take girls back to their weird liquid bed and make jokes about motion in the ocean and stuff.
Why are you looking at me?
So why did they ever go out of style? I don't know what happened. What was the turning point where waterbeds stopped being a thing?
Study bracelets.
Weight, work, and electricity.
Yes.
Oh, is it? Oh, it's expensive to run.
Not a weight.
Right.
A lot of weight.
Problem on the floor.
If you wore spurs, yeah.
leaking.
I'm just saying, yeah.
Dogs. Yep. My dog ate a hole in mine.
Right.
I sat down on it, and I had a fountain.
Yep, you can Titanic.
Jack! When did you get rid of the waterbed? What year was it?
Oh.
Was it
1994.
Right, that's it. That's when they sort of ended, yeah. I think. Man, if we could get you a waterbed endorsement, that'd be awesome.
I still have the frame all everything of the waterbed, just not the mattress in my attic.
Of course you do.
I mean, that seems very ordering.
I get the headboard. Just throw that out. The whole bed, yeah.
Like, why?
Right next to the calendar.
It came with me to Connecticut.
And you definitely have a cassette player, so you're good.
My 86 Corvette, yeah.
There was nothing better than a winter morning in a warm waterbed.
Yeah.
See?
Just didn't want to get out of bed.
Like a big water bottle.
Hi, this is Chaz for Waterbeds.
We're back.
We're back.
Nice.
Number three, travel agents. I book all this dumb travel for work now, and I constantly screwed up. I was in San Francisco. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever done. I'm in San Francisco, and I am checking into my flight, and on the Delta app, it says, hey, we could give you an earlier flight, or at least I thought it said that. It was a 7 a.m. flight instead of the 11, so I would get back to the East Coast sooner. It'd be awesome. Well, I booked it. I said, confirm, yeah, all the things. I'll be there earlier. Nope. It was for 2 days later.
Oops,
and I was like, uh-oh, I've made a mistake. And I tried to back it up. And then I was on all these chat bots and on hold. And it didn't work out. I wound up having to buy another ticket. But if I had a travel agent, someone who could do this for me, a smart person that gets deals, and I don't book a 5 a.m. out of JFK anymore, that is what I need. So yesterday, on my way home, I sat in the last row in the middle seat next to the bathroom. Like, if I had a travel agent, that wouldn't happen, right?
Yeah, that's a good seat.
You're close to the bathroom, though.
Right, but the smells and the when you're in the back, it shakes like you're on a bus.
Oh, I've been
like,
there, yes.
Oh,
yeah.
It's awful.
My flight to L.A.
And then I'm jammed in, and I'm, like, too chubby for the seat. Like, it was all a mess. But a travel agent would make that better.
So you'd be in first class for half the price.
Right, that's what I need.
That works.
On number two, board games. I'm a huge fan of board games. I like to cheat. I like to be real competitive about nothing. I like to yell that your words in Scrabble are fake words and you can't use that. No, that's a person's name. You also can't use that.
That's where Foghat came from.
From Scrabble?
From Scrabble, yeah. The guy put the word Foghat down. The guy's brother put Foghat down. And he's like, that's not a real word, and it became a word.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Foghat's back just like waterbeds.
Foghat came from Scrabble.
Well, I love board games, and I would like them to make a comeback. You go into Target and stuff, they still sell them. But I haven't seen young people play a board game in forever.
There's a lot of versions that are smaller.
Yeah, they're smaller.
Yeah.
And these children of mine, like I talk about board games, it's like I'm from another dimension. And
yeah, it's like here's a stick and a rock. Go out and play with that.
But
that's what it is for them.
Yes.
Like I would like to play Risk. You know the game Risk?
I remember
the
Risk.
It's the world domination game.
Yeah, I played that a long time ago.
Right.
High school.
Wouldn't that be fun? If we all played Risk right now, what a time we would have.
I play it every day.
Shoots and ladders, man, that's it.
Right, easy.
Go to a brewery. They all have stacks of them.
Yeah.
Oh, right, that's
wine and cheese places, too.
Wine and cheese places?
Wine and cheese places,
what wine and cheese places are you going?
Name one.
There was a place called Slagger's over in Ronkonkoma on Long
Island.
What year? It was 1985.
Exactly.
When waterbeds
were hot.
Next to the waterbeds were the Titanic.
My 86 Corvette wasn't even out yet.
That's right.
And the number one thing I would like to see make a comeback are hickeys. You never see them anymore.
Get a vacuum cleaner.
Do people not do this anymore? Like, has America forgotten that this was a thing, like the sucking and the whole thing?
AJ tried to bring this back, too.
I did. Hickeys? I tried. I tried so hard.
But
when
why
did we do that? Was that this week?
It was last week.
Last week?
Your vacuum, yeah.
But why isn't it popular anymore?
I don't know.
Like, it's still sort of hot. Like, I don't understand why people don't do it.
It's a badge of honor. It means you got somewhere.
Right. It's like you're cool
you
or
walked
was.
Around. Exactly.
It involves pain.
It does.
But not really. Not if you're sucking correctly. I think everyone this weekend should give their significant other a hickey and send in pictures on Monday.
I agree.
How intense are these hickeys? That's what I want.
You ever see a cat with a hickey?
What?
Marshall.
Oh, boy.
Welcome to my world.
Wine and cheese event in 1985.
It's August 1st. Keith's got a turtleneck. What the hell is going on?
All right, that's it. Bring all those things back.
Yay.
Thank you.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
A colossal monster, a city in ruins, no way out, except inside of the all-electric Toyota CHR. John Cho stars in Escape. Test drive Toyota's new all-electric family today. Toyota, let's go places.